And we do have Dr. Daniel Nicolite in from Finish Line Chiropractic. Doc, good morning.
Good morning, Scott.
How we doing?
Wonderful.
Beautiful morning.
Beautiful
Birds
morning.
Birds are singing.
Birds are singing. Looks like we're going to have some great weather coming up, which is good.
Yeah.
Which is definitely going to be good for people to try to get outside.
Get a little fresh air.
Get some fresh air. Get some sunlight. That vitamin D is going to be important. And too much sun, though, can cause some complications. I'm going to touch a little bit on that later, but... if you are listening to this, I would like for you to get a pen and paper out, because I'm going to talk about a few things that we can do as ourselves to basically just give ourselves the best chance to fight this pandemic and what's going on. And, I mean, unfortunately, we're still in the middle of it. You know, some of us are left at home. Some of us don't have our jobs. It's frustrating. But we're going to get through this. We're going to be stronger than we were before. And I just want to encourage people not to basically be living off of fear.
Right.
When your emotions are attached, you don't make rational decisions. You don't think things through and can be more detrimental. So I'm not telling people that, you know, this isn't serious.
Right.
Because it definitely is. Definitely practice social distancing. But keep in mind that we need to also take care of our bodies. You know, go outside, do some exercise. Mm-hmm. I'm not telling you to go knock on everyone's door and shake hands, but there's things that we can avoid. I just have a question for you, Scott. What do you think, I'm going to put you on the spot here, what do you think is the main difference between somebody who is critically ill and somebody who's not with any illness?
I'm going to say just being active would be, I think, is one that would be.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean,
and so really what it comes down to is the host is yourself, your body, the ability for it to adapt to any disease.
Right.
And so our bodies were made to fight viruses. You know, we've been exposed to viruses for as long as we can remember.
Yep.
And granted, you know, there's times where medicine has proved to be very effective. Unfortunately, right now, medicine doesn't really have an answer for this. The CDC and the World Health Organization are just telling us to stay home, do social distancing, increase hygiene. But in all reality, we've known to do that for a long time now. Like, that doesn't change
right.
anything. What's being missed is what we can do to boost our immune system so that when you do come in contact with this virus, and it's going to happen, we can try to avoid it all as we can. And I'm not saying we should, you know, all go to concerts and do silly things so that we all get sick at once. But at some point, we're all going to come in contact with this virus.
Yep.
Just like we all have come in contact with the flu at some point in time. Now, do we get sick with the flu every year? Absolutely not. But the difference is how your body is going to react to that virus when the time does come. And until we do have a vaccine, we as a society need to make sure that we're doing everything that we can so that if you do come in contact with it, it doesn't affect you as bad.
Right.
Therefore, you are also going to slow down the spread of it. Because if you don't allow that virus to be very active in your body, you're not producing more of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the main missing link. And what I'm going to talk about today is just some few things that you can do at home, some things that you can take to help boost your immune system.
Yeah. And I think my thought for the day today, you know, my thought for the day was age is not the enemy. Stagnation is the enemy.
Absolutely.
Which is...
in a way is almost what we're promoting is telling people to go home. I just hope people don't think that you should stay home and not do anything.
Right.
There's a lot of things that we can do. And so I do have a disclaimer. Just about everything I'm going to talk about is not FDA approved, or they do not have claims that this is true.
Okay.
Now, that doesn't mean it's not true. There's evidence that supports it. Okay. I just don't want people to say, Dr. Nicolite, you're saying stuff that's not FDA approved. Well, that doesn't mean it's still not good for you.
Right.
Okay. And so the main thing is stay on track with your adjustments. If you're not getting adjusted, I highly recommend that you do. There's plenty of research that shows that getting adjusted helps boost the immune system through things like immunoglobulins and catecholamines, and affects how our body is going to respond to stress. All of us are under stress right now, so mm-hmm. that's definitely going to help. Consume adequate amounts of vitamin D, vitamin C, vitamin F, calcium lactate, zinc, and filtered water. Now, I know I've talked about some of those before.
Mm-hmm.
Many of you are wondering, what the heck is vitamin F? And that's okay. It's not something that's really talked about, but it is a missing vitamin that usually is correlated with the integrity of our cells, which is going to be important when it comes to fighting those foreign bodies, such as a virus. We need to remove sugar, from our diets. So that's pop, candy. Sorry, little Debbie, but she's got to take the back seat right now because those sort of things will do nothing but depress our immune system and make you more susceptible to any illness, okay? Yeah. Whether it's a bacterial infection, whether it's the flu virus or the coronavirus, these are all things that will take advantage of a depressed immune system. And like you said, Scott, stay moving, exercise. This will increase the lymphatic system, which will help provide significant functions for the immune system. I do want to say, if you are wearing masks, to be careful. Don't wear them when you don't need them, okay?
If you're in your car driving.
If you're in your car driving, you don't need it. You're just breathing in unnecessary carbon monoxide that you don't need to be doing. If you're running down the street, you really don't need it. If you're exercising, and you're not in that close contact with somebody, you do not need it, okay? If you work in the metal field, obviously, absolutely, you need it.
Yeah.
I started wearing a mask on Monday just for the safety of my patients, not for me, but the reality is this thing is highly spreadable, and I could have contracted it 5 days ago. I don't know that, and that can go for anybody. So when I'm in really close proximity with somebody, I'm going to wear a mask to protect them, okay? But outside of that, even when you're at home in your house, like, please don't be wearing that thing constantly because it can actually cause more harm than it is good. It'll also cause you to actually touch your face more, which then obviously is what we're trying to avoid with that as well. So obviously the normal hygiene that has been discussed, you know, wash your hands frequently before you eat, those sort of things. Those are all important. I don't want to downplay the importance of that, but keeping our immune system strong is really going to be the key factor that we can focus on. And that is the one thing that throughout this we can all individually control. Right. We can control what we put in our bodies. We control what we eat for the most part. We can control how much water we intake. Mm-hmm. And so Finish Line is here. So are the other chiropractors in town. We're all here to help people get through this. And we're going to play a vital role in that. That's why we're still open. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things that chiropractic is known for, but isn't necessarily well known to the public. When we look at our founding fathers who actually started chiropractic, the back pain and neck pain was at the very bottom of the list for the things that why the chiropractic profession even kind of started booming and took off. And so I just want people to know that the things that we're doing in our office to make sure we're safe, obviously we're sanitizing like crazy, wiping down the tables after every patient. Which we normally do, but I mean, it's a little more excessive.
Yes,
like, you know, we're using, you know, more aggressive cleaning type of solutions that are like pure alcohol. I have 110 gallons of pure alcohol if anybody needs it. So it's race and fuel, but either way, it is still effective, okay? Because some of those supplies are hard to get now, so we've had to resort to some homemade stuff, but it works. One other thing that we are offering is what we call telecommunication, where you can call in. Mm-hmm. You can have a conversation with me. We can talk about things that are going on. If you are immunocompromised and you need to stay home, if you just don't feel safe going out, or if you're sick and you need to stay home, you can give us a call. You can set up an appointment for me to sit down and we can talk about that. And you can call our office to set up a time for that. Or if you're interested in some of the things I talked about this morning with the nutritional things, we can sit down and we can talk about that and make sure that we get you the best game plan. Now, the things that I talked about this morning is not all inclusive. There are several other things that we can do to boost our immune system. But these are just kind of the core things that kind of really focus on the basics on how our immune system attacks foreign bodies.
You bet. And yeah, like we said, if they have any questions, call your office. Your phone number is?
Yep, it's 402-336-9979.
Okay.
They can check us out on our webpage, which is finishlinehealth.com. You can make an appointment online as well.
Okay.
They can check out our Facebook page. You can make an appointment on Facebook as well. So we try to do everything that's easy for the patient.
Yeah.
You can call. We do take walk-ins. Do understand, though, that there may be times where we will lock the door if a patient wants to come in and not have any interaction with everyone else. Sure. We're respecting
just wait
for
out
that.
And just knock and or call.
And then call.
Yeah.
And then when it's ready and you can come in, we'll Christina will call you and let you know it's okay to come in.
All right. So, awesome. I was having a discussion the other day about vitamin C drops with somebody, and I was trying to remember what you said about vitamin C drops and the best and the other best source of vitamin C.
So
what was in vitamin C? That's, I mean, the vitamin C drops, you're thinking,
Yeah, so
I mean, I take them when I'm doing ball games and stuff like that to keep my throat lubricated.
There's a lot of vitamin C supplements out there. Some are more effective than others. Yeah. Okay, if it's just ascorbic acid,
that's what I was thinking.
It's not quite as strong as if you can get the full vitamin C complex.
Okay? And how do you get the full vitamin C?
The full vitamin C is going to be from a whole food supplement. Okay, meaning that all the ingredients are just derived from food. Okay. Now, the best way to get it is through your food. It's through your diet.
Right.
Okay.
Orange.
Oranges, of course. Yeah. We know those things. But things like jalapeno peppers or even sweet peppers, the orange and yellow ones, though, and the red ones, those are all really high in vitamin C. So what I would like to see when I do go to the grocery store is that that produce aisle is wiped out.
Yeah.
Because those are the things that's going to help boost your immune system.
Not the frozen pizzas.
you know, not the Coca-Cola and those sort of things. I mean, those are good to have for a treat. I'm not telling you can't drink those, but it should not be a daily consumption.
Right. Okay. All right. So that was what I was trying to remember was the ascorbic acid.
So, yep.
All right. If they have any questions, like I said, check you out online, call, or check out on Facebook. And if they, like we said, we want to, let's get through this. And
yeah. And the nice thing with this nice weather is we try to keep our doors open. So when you do come, you don't even have to touch anything, which is obviously going to be helpful.
You bet. All right, Doc, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Scott.
You met Dr. Daniel Nicolite from Finish Line Chiropractic here in O'Neill.